Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. It's that time of year. Everyone's tuning in. Everyone's listening. Everyone wants to be a part of the show, and everyone wants to see what the show's all about, so they come here. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Once again, thank you. I've mentioned a few times about what's reason to go, or my reasons to go. Somebody break your windshield, I'm pretty sure that's reason to go. That's not reason to go for me. That is not reason to go for me. It's one time. It was cloudy, semi-cloudy day. I wish I would have had an app that would have told me that, hey, you know, it's going to rain. Or an app that let me know that I was going to do something that was completely unfortunate. Trust me, I'm going to get to it. I know a few of you have done this before, maybe more than once. Maybe not so much now, probably in the past when you're younger. Or when you was rolling with moms or you're rolling with pops and they did it. And you know what I'm talking about. Come on. It's happened. Think car. Think vehicle. Think truck. Think van. I guess you can do it in a van, can't you? A van? Yeah, a van. Van, yeah, you can do it in a van. We've all done it before. I've done it. You've done it. Your parents done it. Your friends done it. Your friends of friends done it. Everyone has done this before, I'm pretty sure of it. And the people that say they haven't done it or don't know anyone who has, I'm just going to give you some free advice because I'm always all about the free advice. Free advice. Don't believe anything they say from this point on. Look at them sideways. We've all locked our keys in our car before or known someone who had their keys locked in their car before. Yep, it happens. And it doesn't make you any less of a person. It doesn't make you more of a person. It makes you human. Human and honest. An honest human. Because if you haven't lock your keys in your car, and if you don't know anyone who hasn't locked their keys in their car, you're just not being honest, and you're just not being truthful, and you're not human. You're not human. Mm-mm, no way. It's happened. But I'm pretty sure when it happened to you, the conditions or the environment was pleasant. You know, this bad thing happened, lock my keys in the car, but at least it's warm. Summertime or fall. Yay, fall. Or even springtime. Come on, spring. We can rock with spring. Spring. It's okay. Won't tell anyone. It's our secret. Nope, that does not go out. No one knows. Spring is the secret. It's the secret. Okay. But me, on the other hand, the one time I locked my keys in the car, and this was my second car. This was my second car. When I locked my keys in my car, the conditions were okay. Then from that point, I don't know what happened. And this is the time where I told you, I just need an app to let me know in ahead of time that inclement weather, bad weather, rain, sleet, snow, whatever, it's coming. Let me know. Just give me that buzz, beep. Oh, that's a noise, beep, buzz. No judge zone, not judging you. Give me one or the other, or give me both at the same time. Doesn't matter. Well, I was going to work out, get my fitness, my health stuff in, because that's what I do. Health. Yay. Healthy lifestyle. Yay. Health. So I go do my workout, run, all that stuff, and I'm finished. I've complete this process. And I'm looking in my bag because I'm about to go out, and I notice there's this loud noise coming down on in the building. You know, it's the rain hitting the roof and all that stuff. And I was saying to myself, ooh, I'm glad I parked close to the building. I don't have an umbrella, and I parked close to the building. So I'm thinking, worst case scenario, I'll get rained on for maybe 5-10 seconds. 10. Yeah, we'll go with 10, but it's 5. It's 5, but we'll go with 10. At best, I'm going to get rained on for about 10 seconds. I'm cool. I'm fine with that. 10 seconds. Psst, come on. There's some cars that don't do the 0 to 10. What was that? 0 to 100? Real quick. 10 seconds. Okay. I can rock with 10. I can do the 10. I'm good. 10. But realistically, about 5 seconds. But 10. So I'm just digging around in my bag. Like, okay. Where are my keys? Still digging. And I have my gym key. Or to the key to my locker, I believe that's what it is. Or the key to my lock, I should say. So when I use the locker there, I can just lock my stuff up. And so I have one of the key locks. I'm not with the combination. I got too many things that I'm trying to remember. I got too many things going in and out of my head. Because the more information I put in, I lose some. That's not true, but it sounds fun to say. I got so much information that's going in. There's so much things that I'm learning. There's so much things that I'm trying to keep up with. There's so many things that I'm just trying to expand on knowledge-wise, knowledge base, that whole thing. Yeah, that's my story. And believe it, because it's true. So I'm not trying to rock with no combination. Some numbers. Okay, so I'm just going to get some random numbers that I'm going to forget, and then I'm going to have to get a bolt cutter or something to get my clothes and all my stuff out when I can just get a little key and keep the key. I'm rocking with the key all day, every day. Key. So, okay, I'm digging around, and I feel some jingle, and that was the locker key, but I kind of got happy. I was hoping, wishing that it was the key. So that all that hope and all that wishing, it tricked my mind into believing that, hey, this is the key to the car. Now get that running start that you need and go for it. Run. 10 seconds or less, remember? So I heard some jingle, thought it was my key because, like I said, I'm still trying to become a mouth breather. And the whole mouth breather thing is something that it's going to happen. Sooner or later, I'm going to be that mouth breather. I'm going to be a part of the club. I'm going to be a part of the family. And all of the rest of the mouth breathers are going to welcome me in with open arms. And I'm going to be happy. It's going to be probably the second best day of my life. Yes. Mouth breathing. So I open the door and I'm just running to the car. 10 seconds or less. I get to the car in about 1. But I'm just going to say 2 seconds. But in reality, it was about 1 second, 1.5. But I'll round up to two, about 2 seconds. And what I thought were my keys and what felt like my keys, because I was wishing, hoping that it was my keys, but it wasn't my keys. So I pulled it out and I'm like, oh, yeah, not my keys. So at that point, I'm still digging around and I'm digging around my gym bag. I've already dug around this gym bag several times. I'm just digging around like, woo, the keys are just going to magically appear out of somewhere where I've checked everywhere. I've checked every pocket. I've checked everything. But I'm just still hoping, wishing that I'm going to eventually find my keys in the gym bag. That was not the case. Not the case. Nope. Not even close. So at this point, my mind start working. And I'm going to say it was because of the rain that was coming down on my head, because at that time, like I said, I didn't think it was going to rain. I didn't know it was going to rain that day. It was cloudy and stuff, but just being cloudy doesn't mean that it's going to rain. Just being cloudy doesn't mean that there's going to be some kind of a thunderstorm or monsoon, because it seemed like I was in one. But hey, not trying to rewrite history here. Not trying to rewrite history. And so this stuff is just coming down, and it's coming down hard, fast. I don't know how many inches of rain it was in that time period or that time frame, but it was a lot because I was soaked and wet. 10 seconds or less. Nope, nope, nope. That 10 seconds or less turned into 10 plus seconds. So my mind starts working. The hamster on my hamster wheel starts running and the light bulb comes on and there's flashes and there's all that other stuff. And okay, it happened. I got this bright idea. I'm like, could the keys be in the car? Ding, 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 ding. And so I look and guess what? My keys are still in the ignition. Yeah, still in ignition. Like I say, this is my second car. Didn't have all that fancy, cool warning type stuff and the push to start and all that stuff. But hey, not trying to talk about the car now. We're talking about the second car. Talking about the second car, not now car or present day car or current car or whatever. I digress. Hey, you know, nope, nope. You know. Yep. That's true. Not now car. You know now car. So this was the second car and didn't have all those protection. The protection that cars have now that protects you from yourself. You know, like locking your keys in your car. Who does that? Me. I do it. I did it. Guilty. So I look because the hamster decided to help me out because I don't know, maybe the hamster was getting wet too, because I told you the rain was coming down and I was just standing there like something was just going to happen. You know, you just so dumbfounded or you just all out of fresh out of ideas and just there thinking that just being there, something's just going to happen magically. Well, something happened magically because I got the thought or my brain started working and say, hey, you know what? Maybe the keys in the car. Look, hey, guess what? Keys in the car. And then I like to say my brain stopped working again because next my mindset was, let me break a window so I can get to my keys and then start up my car and leave. Yep. Like I said, I'm trying to become a mouth breather in every situation, in every challenge, in every test that I get. First thought, hey, I'm trying to pad my resume so I can become a mouth breather. Anything that can enhance anything that can enhance or influence positively the notion of me becoming a mouth breather. Yep. So my brain went back to not working again. So my thought process and my whole mind was being wrapped around in which window to break. So of course, I thought about breaking the driver's side window first, because that was the first window in sight. Driver's side, all right, let's rock and roll. Then something told me, if I do that, isn't this rain is going to fall down on me, right? I'm still going to get wet. Even when I'm driving home, even when I get in the car, I'm going to be wet. Hey, this is a no-go. Can't do that. What about the front windshield? That's too much going on there. But definitely choice number one right now. Front windshield, choice number one. Drivers last right now. Then I thought about, hey, you know, what about back driver's side window? Okay, that's it. That's my target. That's the plan. That is the plan. And I know I mentioned before where I said that I can live without cell phones, you know, it's okay. It's not my biggie. It's not a big deal for me. I'm more of a laptop person where everything's on a laptop. Everything. But the cell phone's getting pretty close of replacing the laptop. It's getting there. Not there yet. It's getting there. Definitely getting there. So good thing that I wasn't smart enough to lock my cell phone in the car as well. Because apparently, I guess I had my cell phone already in my bag. So I had my cell phone with me. Therefore, the cell phone was not locked in the car. So I could actually make phone calls and call people. Well, people can call me. Key. People can call me. So at this point where I'm thinking, okay, I done picked my target. The target is the back driver's side window. Bam. That's what I'm going to do. And so I kind of tap it real hard at first, because I'm just trying to test it out. I'm just trying to see how hard this is going to be, how difficult this is going to be. Because, you know, you watch movies, you see stuff on TV, these action movies where guys just walk up to the thing and be like, boom, and the glass just breaks, just shatters. No pain, no harm, anything. Just boom, shatter, boom, shatter, boom, shatter. So my mind is thinking like it's going to be just like the action movie, just like the movies that I've seen, just like all the TV shows where a guy just walk up to a window, a windshield, and just boom, shatter. So I got that processing in my mind too. Like, okay. Gave it a little tap. And I kind of twist and position myself to get ready to do it like how I see it done on TV. Then I started thinking again, because the rain's still coming down. I'm still soaked and wet. Actually, it's getting worse now, because now it's raining so hard and I'm so wet that my clothes are actually starting to get heavy, feel heavy, because so much rain. Yeah, rain. Rain's not good. Rain's not a friend of mine at that point in time. Definitely not a friend of mine. So I take my fist and I do it like what I do, how they do in the movies. And I hit the back window. And yeah, I can say that my fist at the time did not like me. And the stuff that they do in the movies don't necessarily mean that you can do in real life. Learn that lesson. Yep, lesson learned. was not the same. You cannot just walk up to a window, windshield, or anything like that and just go boop, shatter. Nope. That's not true. So now some of those movies that I've seen and some of the movies that I watched before, false advertisement. I want my money back. I want it back. And I want it back now. But I think I should finish first. Right? Or yeah, get on the phone and call up some of those directors and screenwriters, actors too. Yeah, get all of them on the phone and let them know. I want my money back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and inflation too. Make sure that's added in. All right. Good. So that's going on. It didn't happen. My hand's hurting. It's just throbbing. I'm getting rained on. I'm getting ready to hit the windshield again. Then I realized that Smart is looking at me, and you know I can't be just tapping on my own windshield where other people are looking, because it's kind of hard to describe. It was kind of hard to just explain that away when someone's looking from a distance. Someone's looking from a distance and seeing me soaking wet, hovering over a car and hitting the wind. Yeah, that's not a good look. That's not a good look. Because from a distance, they don't know that your keys are locked in your car. From a distance, all they see is, wow, this person is really angry with whoever the driver of that car is. I think I should call the authorities, or I think I should go and get help. So at that point, I'm like, all right, it's time to time out, take a break, hands throbbing. All right, give my hand some time to rest. And I'm going to get myself out of this rain. So I'm going to go back into the building. So see, mine is working again. Because I'm at this point, I've got to get out the rain. Time to go. So I go back in. I'm talking to the lady at the front desk. And I tell her my situation, you know, and she kind of look at me with this stare, sort of. Yeah. She's like, oh, yeah, you know that you can call someone to come in, you know, unlock your door. I was like, oh, really? You mean to tell me there's people that do that? She's like, yeah. And so, yeah, she gave me a phone book and I looked up some numbers and I was going to call some people. But since I have insurance and since I have a special card or I'm in a special club, I can just call my insurance or I can just call my special club and they will send somebody to do it for me. Yeah, that's what happened. That exactly what happened. So I called a number and about 5-10 minutes later, some guy pulled up in a truck. He has his tools and his magic devices and it takes him about 5-10 minutes. And then next thing you know, everything's good. Everything's great. And so I asked him, I was like, hey, how much do I owe you? Oh no, don't worry about it. Your insurance paid for it. Yay. Good times. But I did happen to tell him the story that, or my initial plan. And he looked at me and he shook his head and he walked off. So I guess he wasn't too thrilled with my initial plan of breaking my window or windshield. I thought it was a pretty solid plan. Maybe that's not true. It wasn't the initial plan. It was plan B. The initial plan was to actually have my keys and drive off in the car. The initial plan was to, I don't know, be out of the rain in, what is it, 10 seconds? 10 seconds or less? 10 seconds left? That was the initial plan. But I ended up being in the rain way longer than I should have. And the second plan or the backup plan or plan B, hey, whatever you want to call it, was to break out a window, get my keys, hop in the car and go. But guess what? I was still going to get rained on. Why? Because the window was going to be broken out. Yay, broken out window, still getting rained on, still miserable, still bad. Didn't happen because the lovely lady at the front desk, she helped me out. So like I say, I don't know where this whole mouth breathing thing is going to go for me. I still have high hopes of becoming a mouth breather one day. At times, it seems like I'm good to go. Other times, it seems like I'll never get in. I'll never get in. See, it's always fun and games until you want to do something. You can't do it anymore. Yay. Like, international football. Come on. I gotta say something about international football because so many people just get so wrapped up in international football. Woo, international football. My country, yay. We're going to win. We're going to win. Let's go. Let's go. Hey, those are fighting words. You know what? Maybe they are, but right now I can say I'm sitting in a safe place and I'm safe. I'm good. And pretty soon I'm going to have a football team and I'm going to be a member of a football team. Fan club, fan, whatever you football fans call yourselves. I'm going to be a part of that. And I'm going to have one. And so if you attempt to show me that you're about that life, well, that new football team that I'm going to have, they about that life too. So it cancels each other out. Bam. Nah, I can say it. International football suck. Yeah, I know I've said it before, but it just felt good that time. International football sucks. Said it again, and I'll say it one more time. International football sucks. Hot take.
Yeah, let me watch this international football. I don't know any of the players.
I know one of the players. Hey, wait, one of the players or five of the players play in the top five leagues.
Who are these other people? I don't know. But it's our country. Let's root for it. Yay.
I don't know, well, if international football, watching that makes me that one step closer to becoming a mouth breather, maybe that's something I should look into doing. Maybe that's something I should address. Yeah. Okay. I see your angle. I see what you did there. But you know what? That's like using performance enhancing drugs. That's cheating. I'm not trying to get my Maria on right now. Not trying to. Ooh. Okay. Maybe another day. Maybe another time. Look into that. And it's definitely going to be a time after I have my football team. And so that means vote. And the voting, We almost there. International football is going to be over with soon. Yes. And the real football is actually going to start. And when the real football starts, hey, all I got to say is extra, extra. I'm not about that life. I'm in a safe place, though. And continue to vote. I kid. I'm out, gone, dunzo.